This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Better.
Better? Better yeah, than what?
Oh, what you
than
doing?
Than baseline?
Well, then,
than last time.
No, than yesterday. I guess people wouldn't know. I was under the weather yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I had a
sore throat. Coming out of both ends?
No, it wasn't that. I was just, you ever wake up, you got a sore throat, and you just kind of feel run down?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I stayed in bed all day. It was great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a video call with you yesterday, and our daily video call.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why you were at home.
Yeah, usually I'm at work.
Right. I'm just checking in to see how everything's going. Wave to all of your coworkers in the
background. They love it. They love that daily call.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're better. What do you think it was? Just you know what?
I fear it's the worst.
Oh yeah. I've been running into this. This always happens. It's starting to get real cold out. Now, below freezing.
Yeah.
Is how I define real cold.
Put a glass of water outside, come back in a couple hours, you got some ice.
Free ice and probably a broken glass.
No.
Yeah.
What do you think happens?
The ice expands. Well, I guess it goes up in a glass.
What? How would they freeze anything if the container just broke every time they tried to freeze things?
Because they don't freeze things inside ice. You don't have an ice glass cube tray. A glass ice cube tray.
You screwed up the words ice and glass there. You flipped them.
Well, you know,
they do look similar.
And some people call them each other. Like, man, look at the glass that they say that at hockey games sometimes.
So I don't think they do.
It looks pretty pristine. Look at that glass.
Yeah. It's a shame that these hockey players are going to scuff up that glass with their skates.
Or sometimes somebody will get a really nice glass necklace and somebody will say wow, nice piece of ice you got there.
A glass necklace.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't they just make diamonds out of glass? Who's going to know?
I think they do make diamonds out of glass.
Really?
I think that's how diamonds are made.
I don't
just
think
just hard that. Glass.
Yeah.
Just really condensed glass.
We are on our game this week.
So I was saying this time of year, what?
It's nice to see you're focused. This is perfect.
This time of year, well, I kind of wanted to talk more about...
people calling ice glass?
No, about how when ice freezes, it expands. So, you can put it in a glass cup, I guess, but, you can't seal it. If you take a soda bottle... a glass soda bottle that's sealed and you put that in your freezer, you're gonna invite yourself into a world of mess.
All right.
Anyway, I was gonna say the weather, very dry. Was that what it is? Is that what gave you the sore throat?
Yeah, I think so. Because guess what, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Popped on a humidifier. Everything was great.
Yeah, I got the humidifier going. I wake up with those bloody boogers all the time.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about? You blow your nose and it's like, oh, God.
All right.
It looks like somebody socked me one.
Yeah, I wish somebody would sock you one. How was your Thanksgiving, Tom?
It was lovely. Thank you for asking. How was yours?
Did you, good. Did you eat a lot of animal products?
I had some turkey, if that's what you're implying.
Yeah, that's murder, you know.
Do you eat tofurkey? Or
no. You know what? Here's the thing.
I know you hate that question. That's why I asked.
Yeah. I went home for Thanksgiving. I haven't been a vegetarian for that long, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's 2018. It's not so weird.
Yeah.
It's not so unusual. I would say if I were a full-blown vegan,
mm-hmm.
Like those are less of the population, right? So it's more of a novelty if it's a vegan. But like vegetarians,
stuttering a lot. Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous. I think I have a fever, Tom. Sweating. But everybody at the Thanksgiving table just giving me guff.
Yeah.
You know, oh, what like, can you eat? It's like literally everything except for the goddamn turkey. There's
quit giving me guff and give me some tofurkey. Pass the tofurkey.
Yeah, it's like, oh, do you need a tofurkey? It's like, no, I'll just have friggin' sweet potatoes.
Have turkey.
Have sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. And then somebody's like, you know, there's animal products in marshmallows. Shut up. Let me eat the friggin' sweet potatoes and the green beans and leave me alone.
And a little bit of bones.
Yeah, eat the bones.
Yeah.
What That's do you fine. Think?
Bones are fine.
Bones are fine because bones, even if an animal dies of natural causes, you shouldn't eat the meat, but you can eat the bones.
Wait, what? I don't know if I follow. Are you saying some vegetarians would eat an animal that died of natural causes?
No, you get sick, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
like
but you can eat the bones. Yeah. Unless it was some bone disease that died.
You never go to a Thanksgiving and they're like, this turkey died of old age.
Yeah. No, that would be, its skin would be all papery.
Yeah. I mean, turkey skin kind of is papery once you cook it.
Yeah. Turkey's bad.
You know,
anyway, I had a nice Thanksgiving.
Turkey's not bad. And I'm sick of all these people. I only really saw it this year. For the first time, where there's like a big, like, nobody likes turkey. Turkey's bad. Stop pretending like you like turkey. I like turkey. Go to hell.
All right. You like dry crap?
Yeah, I do like dry crap. It's delicious. It dries me out.
That's how you get those bloody boogers.
You might be onto something. But you're right. Like, most normal traditional Thanksgiving sides are vegetables.
Yeah.
Like turkey's only meat. It's not like most people have like turkey with a side of bacon and a plate of hamburgers.
Yeah.
Everything else is usually vegetables. Yeah. Some things might have bacon in them, but just avoid those things.
Yeah. And it was a lot of older people, so they didn't even say tofurkey. They were just like, do you need a tofu turkey?
Yeah.
And they think it's like tofu is just a funny word because like it's a word they recently learned.
Right.
Old folks.
Have you ever had tofu?
Old folks, let's stop teaching them new words.
I mean, it sounds like nobody taught them tofurkey. Have you ever had tofurkey?
No. What is it?
I'm just curious what it.
I think it's just tofu that they like roast.
Is it flavored like? I think it's flavored like turkey.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm against like, don't look. I think turkey gets a bad rap. I think it's better than people think. But I will draw the line at flavoring things like turkey. It's not that good a tasting thing to start flavoring other things turkey flavored.
Good. That's where you draw the line?
Yeah.
Not murdering an animal?
No, I draw the line at, I guess, like copyright infringement for turkeys.
Someone's standing up for the turkeys' IP rights.
Yeah. But anyway, leading into what this episode's about, the big news. Which if people follow my Instagram, they're already well aware. But when I went home, my mom got a new dog, a puppy.
Man, the big news.
The big news.
What an exciting time in your life, Tom.
It
your
is an
mother got a puppy.
Well, she had gotten the dog the day before. You know, she had found the dog like a week before, but brought it home the day before Thanksgiving, which was the day that I went home.
Okay.
So I got to see this dog.
First time when it was at its most confused.
When it was like really like, what's going on? Who is this guy?
Getting used to the smell of your mom's house.
Yeah. And I realized like I've been around very few puppies in my life and kittens.
Yeah. Puppies and kittens are the best.
Yeah. Well,
don't you wish they wouldn't turn into dogs and cats?
No, because I like dogs and cats.
Yeah, but not as much as puppies and kittens.
True, but
your
I will.
Dog's growling at me.
Oh, my dog's snoring. What I had not, I guess I was aware of, but hadn't really thought about is, because I haven't been around that many puppies, how crazy puppies are.
They got a lot of energy, Tom.
This thing is unlimited energy. Somebody is running off a cold fusion, this dog. If we could tap this dog's energy, all of our problems would be solved.
Puppy, why don't we, how would we get energy from
puppies?
Put it
on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Wire up the treadmill to the grid.
Yeah, right? But they don't have enough.
Yeah, I don't know if they make the treadmill go around.
But maybe enough puppies. There's got to be a way that we can harness the power of puppies.
Puppy power.
Puppy power.
Yeah.
Right? You get a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
You get them running around.
Yeah. I mean, they eat a lot, but not compared to,
that's
like,
fine. They're
going to
eat anyway, and they're going to run around anyway.
Might as well put them on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Generate some electricity.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, too, how light this puppy was. The first time I went to pick him up, I was like, oh, he won't weigh anything at all.
Well, he must have weighed something.
He weighed something.
Maybe you're just really strong.
I think I have gotten a lot stronger recently.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, about getting stronger. I think it's working.
Power of positive thinking. Yeah. Scott Adams believes in that.
And
Scott Adams.
And who knows more about dogs?
Creator of Dilbert.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And Dogbert.
And Dogbert. And Ratbert. And the crazy-haired boss.
Yeah.
It's a comic strip about the working man,
mm-hmm.
Who Scott Adams despises now.
Yeah.
But he had a blog, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think mm-hmm. he still has it. But he wrote a blog post, like, I woke up and I couldn't talk anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had this thing, like mantras, right? Like he would write, like, I will talk again. I mm-hmm. will talk again. I will talk again.
Why didn't you just go to a doctor?
And he wrote about this. I don't know. but then he was also
if
like,
if I woke up and I couldn't talk, I wouldn't be like, well,
I think the doctor was like, you know, it's a thing. You're never going to talk again or something. I don't know.
It's a thing. You're never going to talk
again. Yeah, an illness.
Yeah.
There must be some sort of illness where you can't talk anymore.
But the doctor told him the illness. He didn't say, it's an illness. There's
Look,
some kind
I don't
of illness.
Know all the details of Scott Adams' 1999 vocal cord illness.
Right. Well, you knew he had a blog. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so I'm reading this blog because I was a Dilbert fan. To be honest, I was more of a Dogbert fan. But aren't we all?
And you had already read all the comic strips, so you're out of new material.
Right. Exactly. So he was like, I wrote this every day, but I need your help because like it's all about putting positive energy into the world. You guys can, as many of you, write this down and chant, Scott Adams will talk again.
Okay, so not I will talk again.
No, Scott Adams. I'm sure I'm getting this story wrong because this sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But then like a month later, he's like, guess what, everybody, I can talk again. Thanks for everything. And I was thinking, did anybody write this down or chant this for Scott Adams? Who, like, oh no, the daily newspaper columnist or the daily newspaper cartoonist can't talk. Well, time to take 15 minutes and chant in his honor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would also think the average fan would read this and be like, oh no, I guess... still going to make the comics, though. He might even, you know, increase his schedule here because he can't talk.
Yeah, maybe
he's got nothing else to do.
Yeah, maybe two strips a day. It's the only way he can express himself now.
It is a weird thing to think about, like somebody sitting at their cubicle at work writing this, and the boss comes in like, oh, what are you working on? Nothing. Well, it looks like there are hundreds of pages with the word Scott Adams will talk again written on them.
Yeah,
who is Scott Adams?
He's regained his voice and he's using it for great things now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. There is a puppy.
Yes, there is a puppy. You didn't even ask what the puppy's name is.
What's the what type of puppy is it?
It's a West Highland White Terrier, a Westie.
Westie.
Yeah.
Puppy. I'm gonna say it's a boy or a girl.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Scott?
No,
Scott. Is it named after Scott Adams?
No, it's not named after Scott Adams.
Right.
The puppy's name is Adam. No, it's not. The puppy's name is Oliver.
I didn't ask.
Yeah. Well, I told you to guess, and you guessed wrong, so I'm giving you the right answer.
Like Oliver and Company.
Yes. Mostly called Ollie for short, though.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because he looks like a little Ollie. I came up with the name.
I know a baby called Ollie, and I think it's disrespectful that your mom would name a dog, what, to taunt the parents of
No, to taunt the baby.
Okay. I'm all for taunting babies, I guess.
But, yeah, his name's Ollie. He's a little guy. He's insane. He bites everything.
Did he bite you?
Yeah.
Did he bite your flesh?
Yeah. I mean, like, he does that thing where, like, you think, like, ah, he's, like, play biting. But then, like, there'll be, like, 10 play bites. And then, like, he'll be like, ah, let me see how hard I can bite. And also, like, he doesn't really understand anything. So anytime he's biting something that he shouldn't be biting... if you try and take it away from him, he thinks you're like playing tug of war.
Yeah.
So like, for example, he was biting.
This guy thinks everything's a goddamn game.
He's not a guy. It's a puppy. Maybe that wasn't clear enough to you in the beginning, Tim.
Puppies, you know, everybody's a guy. Hey.
Like, he was biting my feet, you know, with my socks on. Like, and I was like, ow, stop doing that.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. He doesn't understand English.
No, he doesn't understand English. Yeah. And then if you go to push him away, he's like, ah, that's more like it. Yeah, let's play. It's like, no, let's not do that. Stop doing that.
And you just don't like fun, though.
No,
in general, you don't like fun.
No, I like fun. I just don't like being bitten. And, you know, you got to teach the dog.
Now, you have a famously ill-tempered dog.
I don't have an ill-tempered.
Ginger,
my dog is,
who's a Dachshund.
My who's a Dachshund / Chihuahua.
Right.
A Chiweeny, as they are called. But my dog
Find
is
that offensive.
My dog is very mildly tempered, except with you.
Because she loves me so much.
I don't know. I think it's worse than that. I think it's that she like wants to impress you all the time.
Well, you know. Get in line. Everybody's out there trying to impress old Timmy Bags.
No, I think it's mostly that, like, of, you know, the when, like, she knows of a few people that come over, and you're the only one that she acts the way she acts with you. And I think it's because you're the only one that comes to my house and yells a lot.
I don't yell a lot.
You yell a lot.
At her.
No, not at her.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. But you get, you can go from 0 to 60 very quickly about something.
Yeah, I was just screaming about Scott Adams a few minutes
exactly.
ago, as I recall.
Which didn't even have anything to do with anything. So
the power of positive thinking, Tom.
So it just kind of comes out of nowhere, and then, like, Ginger will start, like, howling at you.
Yeah.
Because she thinks, I don't know what she thinks.
She just comes over by me and makes me pet her, otherwise she barks at
me. Yeah. Yeah, you're the only person that, like, she bullies. Like, if you don't pet her, she'll start barking at you. And like, pet me, asshole.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
But yeah. So
how did Ginger, your mild-mannered dog, get along with Ollie, the freaking puppy that won't quit?
Puppy whirlwind. Yeah. Not well.
Ooh. Did they meet for more than 1 second before you were just like, nope, never mind?
No, I actually like tried, to get them to like, be good together and stuff. But I think it was mostly like, I know my dog, we're going to get into more general dog talk. The whole episode won't be about the two dogs. but my dog likes other dogs a lot, except if the other dog is like more excited to see her than she is to see it. She gets like very nervous, like especially with puppies. Like she gets so excited to see a puppy, but then when the puppy acts like a puppy, she's like, whoa, 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 cool it. Like she doesn't like people to match her energy for the most part, or dogs to match her energy, which is, you know, like a real shitty way to be, which I've told her, like, well, you can't be that way. You can't be like all excited and then... when the other dog's excited, be like, oh, hey, relax,
hey, what are
pal.
You doing?
Who gave
Act
you...
Act like you've been here before.
Yeah. So I had a feeling that it would go this way where, like, yeah, the puppy is such a young puppy. It's like 3.5 months. That.
Oh, is that young?
Yeah, it is young, Tim. The puppy...
I mean, it's over a year old in dog years.
Yeah, but like a one-year-old is still... a baby and a human.
Yeah. Well, it's walking around. It's talking.
Not necessarily.
21 months, Tom.
Not 21 months. Oh, you're doing the math for...
It's almost two, for Christ's sakes.
No, the dog years aren't a real thing. We'll get into that. But anyway...
It actually is two when you think about it.
He's not two when you think about
it. Yeah, it's 3.5 months. Do the math.
It's 3.5 months. But
remember
anyway.
my acclaimed catchphrase was, do the math. Bring that back. Hey, you're 3.5 month puppy. And dog years, that's two. Do the math. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up. To show you the going down.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know. Kind of like. You know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
All right, Tim. Enough of the specific dog talk. Well, I'll just say the puppy kept going up to Ginger, and Ginger kept being like, leave me alone, not saying it, but then eventually saying it by growling at the puppy.
And
the puppy just kind of being like, it's like not even really knowing what growling is. So we'll see. We'll see. We got to take it easy with the two dogs.
Oh, God forbid they learn how to get along.
No, that's what we want them to do. What we don't want to do is force them, and then they'll, you know, fight and be mad at each other.
The dogs don't get mad.
Dogs get very... Tim, anyway, we're talking about dogs, and we're not just going to talk about those two dogs. We're going to talk about general dogs.
Yeah. Well, I have a list of specific dogs as well. I got a list of top dogs.
I have a feeling that you have a list of fictional dogs.
No.
That is not very convincing.
They're played by animal actors.
You have no proof of that.
Well, we'll get to it. Tom, you did some scientific research,
yes,
I guess? Yes, okay.
I have a few dog facts I would like to alert you to.
We don't have to explain what dogs are to people, right?
I hope not. I hope not, because they've lived with humans for over 14,000 years. That's the first fact.
Well, that's a boring fact.
They're the first animal that was domesticated by people.
Canis lupus.
No, it was dogs. Dogs were the first animal that were domesticated by people, Tim. I don't know where you read that, but it was dogs.
So what are they? Wolves?
Yeah, there were wolves that were like hanging around. And then, you know,
growling.
Well, and then eventually there was one that like wasn't growling. So they were like, hey, that looks like a friendly wolf. Let's let's go talk to it, Ugg. Let's go see that other caveman.
Yeah.
And that caveman and the wolf, they became best friends. And here we are today.
No, well, then what happened?
Oh, then they were like, you know, let's teach this dog some manners.
Right, but then that dog dies. What?
Well, that dog had a baby.
So there were two domesticated dogs.
That first dog might have already been pregnant. Maybe.
Okay, that's probably.
by the time Ugg found him.
Right.
Yeah, but eventually they just, you know, they just got like a bunch of mild mannered wolves, and got them to hang out with the people.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. This doesn't sound right, but I don't have enough information to dispute it.
It is right.
That
what
they
do you
found
think?
Mild-mannered
yeah,
wolves.
Yeah, what do you think? What would be an alternate explanation?
Like I said, Tom.
Yeah, it was mild-mannered wolves, because like, the wolves were like, hey, these people, like, you know, they probably like don't eat everything. You know, they leave leftovers or whatever. Like, yeah, we'll eat those. So, the wolves would kind of follow people around. And eventually, they got comfortable with each other. But then, this big part of dogs, they were like, all right, well, like, we got two nice dogs. Let's breed them together. And then they'll have puppies that are nice. And that's how you start to domesticate things. But then we went overboard where we were like, let's see if we can, like, make a wolf that has, like, crazy legs. Or a wolf that, you know.
You're talking about when they made a Marmaduke.
No, well, yeah, specifically a Marmaduke, but the idea of breeding different traits.
Right.
And now we've got, you know, some dogs that are like abominations.
Yeah, we'll get to those. We probably won't.
No, we probably won't. But there are dogs.
What do you think? Like a French bulldog is an abomination?
It's not an abomination, but like there are breeds that, like a French bulldog that has like a very short nose that's basically like always suffocating.
Yeah.
And it's like, we shouldn't have bred that.
Shouldn't
like that's
that.
Mean like yeah. Just because we want a dog with a flat face because it looks funny.
It's an affront to God.
Yeah, well, it's an affront to God, and the dog pays the price.
Yeah. Can I say something off the right at the top here?
Sure.
I
it's not at the top, Tim. We're like halfway through. Right?
I'm a dog guy.
A werewolf?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a dog man.
Jeez.
I'm a dog guy. I like dogs, but I also think like. Everybody cool about the dogs, right?
What do you mean?
Like enough already.
Stop making more? Is that what you're...
No, just, enough on the internet with the dogs and stuff.
I disagree, especially nowadays. There's so much bad things on the internet.
No, that's fine, but like the dog rates thing. Hey, pupper, 11 out of 10, wood pet.
Yeah.
That stuff, enough. Come on.
You can just unfollow that.
Just
Tim.
I did, but
you
then
can block it
people,
if you want.
People retweet it, yeah. And it's just like we can like dogs and we don't have to talk like babies about it.
No, they're not talking like babies, they're talking like dogs.
Yeah, I don't think that's how dogs talk. I've never met a dog that talked that.
Yeah. Can you imagine though? I had a dream once. It's the nicest dream I've ever had in my life. I'm gonna get emotional just talking about it. It was a very short dream where my dog, Ginger, was a human being for like a moment and gave me a hug and said, I love you. And then I woke up. It was the nicest dream I've ever had in my life.
What did Ginger look like as a human?
It was one of those dreams where like that detail wasn't filled in. Like, you know, and I don't even know how I knew it was Ginger. And like, I think as a person... I'm not even 100% sure if she was still a girl as a person. It was just like a person. And she, I think in the story in my head, she was like granted a wish to be a human for like 5 seconds. And that's how she chose to use her time.
Tom.
It's a nice idea if they could figure out how to do it for real.
Let me tell you something.
What?
That was no dream.
What?
I think that was something you guys had some sort of crazy mind
like
meld.
Psychic connection?
Yeah,
oh,
and it was too brief to last.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it felt real. It felt realer than any dream.
It was on like the
dream.
Level of like your soul's connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she worked up a lot of like karmic points.
Psychic energy.
Yeah, and like the most she could get was at five seconds, but she made it count.
Yeah. So you don't like when people talk like dogs online, but you think things like that?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, it's a beautiful story, Tom. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Why did I bring that up?
I don't know.
To
make yourself sound like an asshole.
That doesn't make me an asshole. It might make me a weirdo, but it doesn't make me an asshole.
No, I thought that was a very nice story, Tom.
Thank you.
I really don't. I think it might. I don't think it was a dream. I don't think that came entirely from your brain.
Speaking of like animals online, and not to make this a non-evergreen episode, but what do you think about this big cow?
I don't want to talk about the big cow. Can we move on?
I had a feeling you would react that way, and I'm 100% the other way. Talk about the big cow all you want. I like it. More talk about the big cow, please.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, it's not every day something like that comes along.
Yeah, I know. That is just Tom. It's a big goddamn cow. It's
I
not
mean,
even a
it's
cow.
It's insane how big it is.
Yeah. It's 6'1".
No, it's like 6'3". It's taller than
only
I am.
You would make such a distinction. No. 6'1", you have no idea.
No, I'm trying to give credit where credit's due, Tim. This cow is taller than I am. 1 inch, Tim. Son of a bitch trying to sneak an inch in on me. Another interesting dog fact that I hadn't heard. This is a depressing but interesting dog fact. Do you know where the phrase "raining cats and dogs" comes from?
God.
It's not from God. Why would it come from God?
That's where rain comes from.
Yeah, but do you think it's in the Bible?
I don't know. I mean, he told a prophet, and then they brought it to.
And what did he tell a prophet? When it's raining a lot, say it's raining cats and dogs.
Boy, it's raining cats and dogs.
So God was just making small talk with the prophet?
Yeah, and it was like, hey, that's a cool phrase. Yeah. Hey, it came from A number one over here.
Yeah, it came from the big guy himself. Yeah. Let me write that down.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, it originated in the 17th century in England. During heavy rainstorms, many homeless animals would drown and float down the streets, giving the appearance that it actually rained cats and dogs.
What? Because the water collection wasn't good? The drainage wasn't
good? Yeah, yeah. Okay. There were no like sewers, or there were, but they stunk. Yeah. People just, you know, threw their poop and stuff in the street.
Yeah.
So I guess that's like real gallows humor. Somebody being like, oh, looks like it rained cats and dogs.
Anything before like 40 years ago seems hellish.
It really does.
Like, and I'm not saying this happened 40 years ago, but like, I don't know. You watch a movie from the 70s, it's like, yeesh.
Yeah.
You lived like that?
I try and think all the time about like stuff nowadays that like 50, 100 years from now, people will think like, God. They lived like animals.
Yeah. Well, they'd be like, it was that rare that you'd have a mind meld with your dog?
Yeah, I do it every day before I do something, eat my pill for lunch. Yeah.
That pupper tells me all of the, he says, good morbid friend.
The term dog days of summer was coined by the ancient Greeks and Romans to describe the hottest days of summer coincided with the rising of the dog star Sirius, which is the planet.
Keanu Reeves' band.
The planet that the dogs are from.
Sirius?
I am.
These are the facts that you've collected?
What?
The dog days because Sirius and the dog star?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
It's just a boring fact.
The oldest dog on record was an Australian cattle dog. Boy, I bet he would have liked to see that cow. They would have thought he died and gone to heaven, even though he's the oldest dog. Guess how long this dog lived? I know you're just going to say like 100 years. I don't know why I even asked you to guess. I know you're going to say something insane.
All right. What is the average lifespan of a dog? Do you have that in your notes?
I don't, but I would say on average it's probably like 12 years.
Okay. So I'm going to say this dog went all the way, lapped him, lived 25 years.
29 years and 5 months.
Whoa. Well, that's...
In human years, that's more than 160 years old. So that's where your math breaks down, Tim, because no humans ever live that long.
Why would my math break down?
Because you're saying a dog year
is... This is an outlier, Tom.
Yeah, but then you would think that there would also be a human outlier, at least one, that it's like, oh, yeah, remember that guy.
There are remote regions of the world, Tom.
You know what? People always say that stuff. They're always like, oh, there are tales in the Bible of like,
no, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
Do not cite the Bible. I cited the Bible for raiding cats and dogs earlier. Yes.
Right.
But no, you know, you don't know in these remote, they have no contact with other civilizations. You know what's going on there. Yeah, there could have been a guy that lived to 160 there.
I don't buy it. Like whenever it's like, in these remote parts, it's like, oh, it's remote parts. So it's like, you know, you fall down the stairs. Well, you probably don't have stairs if you're living in a like crazy remote region. Like you fall and you're dead.
Why?
Because, like, people can die very easily all the time, but
But from falling?
Yeah. Nobody's around. They fall in a pit.
Yeah, but what if they don't fall in a pit?
Then maybe they could live that long, but I'm just saying, you know, the older you live, the better the odds are you're going to fall somewhere.
I know, but I'm saying maybe there's one guy that we don't know of that beat those pitfalls.
Literally.
Yeah.
And speaking of pits... The best dog to reportedly attract a date is a golden retriever, and the worst is a pit bull.
I don't believe the golden retriever.
No?
No, they're too big. People like a medium-sized dog. A small, a large version of a small dog.
What?
A medium dog, I guess, is what I'm going for.
Like a giant chihuahua?
No. Oh, God, no.
No, that makes sense because think about it. Like, what's the friendliest type of dog? It's a golden retriever.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Tom, I love a golden retriever.
Yeah.
I had one named Duffy for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
She lived to 30 years old.
That's true. Unfortunately, it was in a very remote region, so it couldn't be verified. No, that makes sense. I read another same fact, but from a different source where it put that into terms of that, like you're a man is three times more likely to get a woman's phone number with a dog. Mm-hmm. And in that case, like when you're classifying it that way, I think like a golden retriever, it's like, oh, that's like a real friendly dog. So it'd be like somebody having like a real friendly friend. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I feel a little safer that this person's not a complete, you know,
right,
serial killer. Because why else would this friendly guy hang out with them? But the thing is, you know, a friendly dog, you know, you can be a serial killer and have a golden retriever, and the golden retriever is still going to be real friendly.
Yeah, that's true. You know who probably gets the least amount of numbers?
Who?
What did they say, a bulldog?
A pit bull.
A pit bull, maybe. I would say a Great Dane in New York City. Have you ever seen the people... In New York City, that have a Great Dane?
Yeah, years ago, there was somebody that I guess lived by my office, and we would always see him. He had freaking two Great Danes that he would walk down the street. And, like, both of them were on all fours, like, came well above, like, his hips, like, came up to his chest.
Yeah, these things are huge. And, like, unless you're a super rich person and have a huge apartment... Like 80% of your living area just belongs to this Marmaduke that you've brought into your house for some perverse reason.
Yeah. Well, and like, the dog's going to take up 80% of the space and still be cramped and unhappy.
Yeah. So anyway, only weirdos have a Great Dane in the New York City.
They're cool dogs. Like, I would love to have one out in the country. I would like to have like a house in the country with just like a ton of dogs, like 30 dogs.
All right. That would actually be
maybe
very
not
nice.
30 dogs. That's a lot. A lot to take care of. Yeah. Speaking of which, do you know what the biggest dog ever recorded was? Don't say Marmaduke.
What was the dog in the Sandlot?
The biggest nonfiction dog.
I mean, that was based on a true story.
It wasn't based on a true Marmaduke or the Sandlot?
Both.
Tim, take a guess. It was in England.
What breed?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the breed?
What was Beethoven?
That was a whatchamacallit?
He was pretty big.
A Saint Bernard.
Yeah, was it Beethoven?
No, it is an English Mastiff.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I know those guys. Isn't that pretty much a Great Dane?
I think so. Like yeah. A similar breed. Yeah. If not the same.
Not a guy who knows dog breeds.
Yeah, me neither, really. Like, I know a few, but then, like, things like that where it's like, oh, that's the same as that. It's like, all right, yeah, sure.
Okay. One time I was watching a local news report, News 12 Long Island, and this one woman was trying to say, the anchor was trying to read the word.
One woman. One of the actors on the show was trying to...
was trying to read Dotson off the...
Dachshund.
Yeah, and she was like... A Dachshund was voted, and it's like and they replayed it like four times that day. I watched the news for a long time back in the day. Somebody they kept looping the same half hour over and over again. Like,
no way they're going to do it again. woman in the street like stopped me once and was like, is that
out of here.
A wiener dog? And yeah, it's a Dotson.
Yeah, Tom, this brings us to an interesting.
No,
question.
He didn't guess the biggest dog.
You told me it was a Mastiff.
I didn't tell you how big he was. That's what I really wanted you to guess.
6'5".
And guess a weight.
600 pounds.
God damn it, Tim! No, he was 8'3".
Wow.
From nose to tail, not staying on all four. He's 8'3" and 30 feet long and weighed 343 pounds.
That was close.
Yeah. No, you weren't close. You weren't close on either.
All right. It's a big dog. Yeah. Oh, a dog was big?
It's interesting. What were you going to say?
When you go walking your dog, mm-hmm. I've noticed, I've been with you a few times when you walk your dog.
Yeah.
You're mean to people that come up to your dog, or you're just kind of like, you ignore them, you blow them off.
Well, I don't blow them off. Usually, I mean, if I'm with you and I'm walking the dog, like I'm talking to you.
That's true.
So I'm not going to blow you off to like, you know, answer some stranger's questions about my dog.
I appreciate that.
A lot of the questions are very personal.
Have you ever gotten a woman's phone number walking Ginger?
No, I'm not like a, hey, give me your phone number.
Have you ever gotten into a pleasant conversation, a flirtatious conversation with a woman?
Sure, but like not nearly.
In your whole life?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tom, we're gonna take a quick break from your dog facts. Just to go through my list of top dogs.
Okay.
It's what everybody tuned in to hear.
That's why we buried it late in the show.
These are in no particular order. Number one, Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
Number one? I mean, he only had that one appearance.
No particular order, I said.
No, then why are you numbering them?
Just to keep myself organized.
I mean, you're reading off a list.
All right, Hooch.
If you read the same name twice, I'll let you know.
One of them is Hooch from Turner and Hooch. He fought crime with Tom Hanks. He was a hero. I wasn't a fan of the drool.
Yeah.
I think they went to the drool bit a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen, ever been around, a real drooly dog, though? That's a thing. It's gross.
Yeah, I don't like it. You know what? Hooch is off the top dogs list. He's a French Mastiff.
Wow, from number one to off the list.
Another one. I guess these are all honorable mention. Wishbone.
Okay.
He was a Jack Russell Terrier
on
PBS.
Yeah, a little guy, yeah.
He traveled throughout history, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was very cute. I've been trying to adopt a dog that looks like Wishbone for a number of years, but they don't come up that often on the adoption sites.
Could he talk?
I think it was a Garfield situation where he was
thinking. Had thoughts, yeah.
Marmaduke makes the list.
Yeah, I think he kind of had a voice like a detective almost.
That doesn't sound right.
Where somebody would say something, he'd be like, I knew they were lying to me. I've never seen the show.
No, I think he's more like, oh no, I gotta get out of here.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Who the hell knows?
Marmaduke.
Right.
Big
Who
dog.
Who couldn't talk.
Pushes around that
couldn't talk or
coward
think.
Family.
that
dad's a cuck.
You think Marmaduke's sleeping with his wife?
No, I think he's just a pushover, I guess. This guy is so helpless against Marmaduke. It's well, I guess that's Marmaduke's chair now. It's not my chair anymore.
Yeah, there's
even
no way
I bought
his
it.
Family respects him.
I ate all my food. Oh, you ate the whole Thanksgiving turkey. Ah, Marmaduke.
Did he have a very attractive wife, or am I thinking of Blondie?
They all had very attractive wives.
Not the Lockwoods.
Lockhorns. Jesus, Tom. Air Bud.
Uh-huh.
He was a dog. He was a golden retriever. That could play sports.
I also heard he was a golden receiver.
Tom, he was, Air Bud, it's the first movie.
Yeah. And he played basketball. Yeah. And he thought, that's what the air is alluding to, Air Jordan. But it was no. Much like Michael Jordan could play two sports if he was in a gambling controversy. So could it? Was that why Air Bud played a different sport?
Yeah, It was really, really kind of tragic the way it happened. Too.
Yeah, he was forced into retirement.
Yeah, and so he became a golden receiver and started
played
to play
football.
American football.
Mm-hmm.
But then they discovered the very next year, I think, no, 2 years later, in Air Bud World Pup, he could play soccer as well, which that seems like. The least amount of stretch for any of the Air Bud
movies.
Yeah,
you can play soccer with most dogs, not at a professional level, surely, but you kick most dogs a soccer ball, they'll do something with it back.
Yeah, they'd probably be good at headers.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what he did in Air Bud 1 with the basketball.
Yeah, which I don't think you're allowed to do in the NBA.
Who knows? You didn't play in the NBA, for Christ's sake, so.
Then for the
after
Washington
that,
Generals.
He learned how to swing a bat with his teeth, and for seventh inning fetch, he made the baseball team.
Well, that's just, you can break a dog's teeth that way.
Yeah, actually, can I read a review
All right.
that I read on IMDb for Air Bud seventh inning fetch?
Sure.
The title of this review, it's a negative review, Tom, is... the original dog actually passed away after the first movie.
Well, that is not relevant to the review of the film.
He goes on to say, these movies are great for little kids.
If somebody posted a review of the latest Batman movie and they were the original man that played Batman has actually passed away.
Well, I think it's a snappy headline, Tom.
It really grabs the imagination.
These movies are great for little kids. But I think they should have stopped after the first one because the original Air Bud passed away of cancer in the leg after the first movie came out.
I mean, is he being so specific to imply somehow that the movies caused the cancer?
I'm surprised that they actually had a sequel, let alone a third one. I like the Doug, but come on. They're showing things that are impossible. Kids watch these movies. What does this teach them?
Yeah, that's who it's for.
I know somebody, and they just said these movies are great for little kids. Yeah. And then they said, I know somebody who was like 7 when the movie came out. He threw a basketball on the top of his dog's head and hurt his dog. In honor of the real Air Bud, they should have stopped after making the first one.
In honor of the real Air Bud, these parents should do a better job. It's not Air Bud's fault if some dopey kid throws a bat. Tell your kid, hey, when we go and see Air Bud, that's not real. That's, you know, just some dumb movie.
Yeah. And then he returned an Air Bud spikes back with volleyball.
Oh, okay. That was a return to football, like spiking the football.
No.
Volleyball's another sport where I could see dogs doing okay at.
If they're good at jumping. Not all dogs are great at jumping.
Yeah, but a golden retriever. Like, I could see if you had a volleyball court and you had the dog on one side and me on the other, and I threw a ball over, the dog would instinctually, pounce it back to me.
Yeah. So those are the top dogs.
I don't know if it could spike a volleyball. That's where I'll agree with this reviewer.
Depends on how high the net is.
You spike it with his paw?
No, with his face.
Again, I think that's against the rules.
Can I go through my stinkers list real quick?
So these are dogs that are no good, you think? All right. Sure.
Marley from Marley and Me. I didn't see that movie, but didn't he just eat all the man's things?
Yeah, but isn't that what you like about Marmaduke?
Who was it? Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve that.
Come on. What do you have against Marmaduke's male owner?
He's a friggin' doofus. Comet from Full House. He ate Michelle's ice cream.
All right, Tim. What else do you have on the list?
Lassie.
Lassie?
Yeah.
What do you like about Lassie?
Black and white.
That's not his fault.
Her fault.
She turned color later.
Nah, too late.
Too late. The world had moved on.
Yeah. It's boring.
Yeah.
Lassie, black and white, real boring. Get out of here.
I used to watch Lassie all the time when I was a kid.
I hated that show.
Why'd you hate it?
So boring. It was in black and white, Tom.
Yeah, it was fine. Like as a kid watching, like, they had like reruns on in the morning. It's fine. My dog growing up, Pokey, he loved the hell out of that show. He would watch that show all the time. And then every once in a while,
dog loved the TV show?
This is
not true. You're
No,
you're
I'm telling you, this dog would sit and watch the TV. And then like when, you know, Timmy would fall in a well or whatever and Lassie would get all upset and start barking, my dog would bark. Like, I think this was like the equivalent of like Blue's Clues to my dog. Or it was like, you know, Lassie was saying something like, oh, help me explain to this person. And Timmy's in the well, and the dogs would bark. And then my dog, every once in a while, would get the bright idea, be like, I don't think this is going to work, but I had to try it. And he would run around behind the TV to see if Lassie was there. And Lassie was not. And he'd be like, oh, stupid. I should have remembered it from last time.
I know. I just thought. Yeah, got the better of me.
Hey, it was worth a shot, huh? And then he would go back to watching Lassie. His favorite movie, though, was the movie Bear.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, he loved that movie. He would have loved
not about a dog.
No, Pokey would have loved to see Bear in the movie theater, but unfortunately, he was not allowed.
These days, you can bring a dog anywhere. On an airplane, for Christ's sake.
He would sit down and just watch that movie like front to end. Just sit and watch the whole movie. It was like a little bit annoying because sometimes we'd be like, yeah, we've already seen this movie. But like,
would he put it on?
No, but like, yeah, he'd be flicking around the channels and would come on. He'd be like, oh.
He would be?
No, I would be, or somebody else in my family. And then like, you know, he would basically be like, oh, stop it there.
And how?
No, just by like running over and seeing in front of the TV and be like, oh, now he's watching the movie. We can't change the movie. I mean, the thing is like,
man, you're a bigger pushover than freaking Marmaduke's owner.
And the thing is like, you know, at when the movie ended, he probably thought we changed the channel anyway. I don't think he understood like how long a movie was. Mm.
That's impressive.
I don't like, speaking of like, you were talking about how you don't like people on the internet talking about dogs. I don't like when people refer to my dog as like my baby or my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I found a good way, at least with like my family, to nip that in the bud, which is after like, saying like, I don't like that. She's my dog. Like, that's fine. That's a fine relationship. I think that's still a great relationship. Like, you don't have to graft this weird thing onto it. And here's a tip. If like, you don't want people to call your dog, like your daughter or your son, you can do what I do and say, well, if anything, she's more like my wife.
Don't you say that to your family?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, what? It's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's gross and weird. Don't say that. I'm like, yeah, all right, good. Now you understand. Don't call her my daughter or anything either. It's my dog.
All right. That seems like a weird way of driving that point
Look,
home.
Because people weren't
it
listening.
It seems like maybe you're just trying to, you know, soften a blow for some real weird.
No, there was somebody. Who the hell was it? Maybe it was Churchill. Somebody, like one of those type of...
Winston Churchill?
Yeah, one of those kind of...
From Ghostbusters?
Historical guys that that had Dachshunds and like the Dachshund that he had like most of his life or whatever, he referred to as his wife.
I don't like
that. I don't think it was Churchill. It might have been Churchill. I don't know. He can't sue us now, right? It was somebody.
I don't know.
One of those type of guys.
Who's another one of those type of guys?
Stalin? Like, oh, one of those World War II leaders.
All right.
No, I forget. I think it was him, though. No. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah.
Churchill was married, right?
I think so.
We should stop talking about Churchill. People are going to send us angry letters.
My point is, dogs are dogs, and that's a fine relationship. I mean, like, I have a better relationship with all the dogs I've had than almost any person I know. So, you don't have to graft a weird thing onto it. That's my point.
You know what word I hate the most out of anything?
Fur baby.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because Furbies were so cool and it's so close to Furby.
Yeah, you're just ruining that.
Yeah. And also I didn't like I forget what it was. I saw like a sticker that said like a bumper sticker that said like I love my grand dog or something.
Yeah,
it's like what is that? Your child's dog? That's
yeah. Yeah, I don't like that kind of. It's weird.
Yeah, they're not. You're owning these things. they're your possession.
Yeah, because then like by that transitive property, like my mom's new puppy would be my dog's uncle.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it just gets too confusing.
Your brother.
He's my brother, so then he would be my dog's uncle if my dog...
I mean, it's less weird that it would be your dog's uncle than it would be your brother.
Right.
At least they're both dogs. There's just some relation there, you know.
I mean, but in fairness, like, growing up, my parents would always, like, call... Like me, my brother, and our dogs, like interchangeable names by accident all the time.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have named your...
Well, in fairness to me, I shouldn't have been standing up on the table.
Dog.
I'm trying to see what other...
I tried to come up with a response for that, and I just went, dogs.
Hey, it's good, too. It's good for SEO. Gotta get the word dogs in here more.
The more we say, put the word dog out into the world.
Yeah, a lot of people are on iTunes searching for dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably looking for who let the dogs out, and they're like, What's the name of that song about dogs? What is this, a podcast about dogs? All right, I guess I'll check that out. Dogs have three eyelids. Did you know that?
I've heard that before, and it grosses me out, and I haven't been able to wrap my head around it.
Do you know what it's called? You're really going to hate it once you hear what it's called. The third lid is called.
Name all the lids.
I think the other lids are probably like the same names we have, which I don't know, upper and lower.
Oh, okay.
Because the other one goes like across.
Oh, like perpendicular.
Yeah.
To the...
You're going to hate both names of these lids. The medical name or whatever, scientific name is nictitating membrane?
Yeah.
Or haw.
Haw?
Yeah.
H-A-W.
W? Yeah.
Haw.
Yeah, there's a problem with my dog's haw. they keep the eye lubricated and protected.
I don't like any of this.
A dog's shoulder blades are unattached to the rest of its skeleton.
What?
To allow greater flexibility for running. Which makes sense, because sometimes I'll give my dog like a nice shoulder
rub. How
do
they stay in place?
I think it's just there's no room for them anywhere else, maybe.
That makes sense.
But yeah, sometimes I'll like give my dog like a shoulder rub, and I'm like, wait, you're really loose. Mm. You don't need the shoulder rub after all. Dachshunds were bred to fight badgers in their dens. I know a bunch
Somebody
of...
Somebody had to.
I know, but they had to bring the fight to them.
What? Oh, yeah. Why don't you just leave the badgers be?
Because I think in their den, that's where
if they're badgering you, that's one thing.
Right.
You can protect against them, but you're going to go into their homes?
Yeah. So that's like a bunch of the weird things about Dachshunds are because of that. So that's why they're short.
They can get into the badger's den?
Not even necessarily to get into the den, but hey, it doesn't hurt. Because badger's defense against dogs is that it will flip on its back and it has razor sharp claws and claw at a dog's stomach.
Whoa.
But it can't get under a Dachshund because they have such short legs.
I don't think I'd be able to pick a badger out of a lineup of other animals.
I think you'd know one if you saw it.
Maybe. I don't know.
But that's also why a few things with the Dachshunds. Why they have long floppy ears. It's to protect from dirt going in when they're in the badger hole.
Hmm. I'd like to have long floppy ears to protect dirt from getting into my ear when I'm going into badger holes.
It has ginger has like real loose skin.
Mm.
That's another thing, because when like they're going in the holes.
Well, then how does her shoulder blade stay?
if they're going in the holes, like roots and stuff could like get caught, like their skin could get caught on that, cause a cut. Mm. So they have loose skin to kind of mitigate that. And
I don't like the way that you pointed at your dog and said to me, you know how ginger has really loose skin? Like you were explaining this to a 5-year-old.
Ginger's tail curls up at the end, Tim?
Yeah.
That is so when they were in the badger holes and they had to pull them back out, they could grab them by the tail and just yank them out. So those are a few of the reasons why Dachshunds are so weird.
It's badgers.
Yeah.
Blame
they're,
the badgers.
And they're often cited as the most aggressive dog breed.
Yeah.
I've had weirdos.
She's pushy.
I've had weirdos in the street tell me that, like, often.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. I don't know. My dog's not very aggressive. Have a
nice
day.
You know what I don't like? When somebody has a real cute dog and they're walking the dog in New York City.
Yeah.
And, like, they obviously got this dog because, like, it's a cute-looking, awesome-looking dog or whatever.
Right.
And they're walking in with a friggin' sourpuss on their face. It's like, I can't enjoy the dog if the person attached to it's being such a friggin' downer.
Do you tell those people, hey, smile. Hey, smile, sweetheart.
Yeah. And it usually works. They go, oh, what was I thinking? Of course.
Of course, stranger. Yeah, let me give you a smile. I've noticed a law... I guess it's not a law. It's not on the books anywhere. A rule, though, maybe. Maybe it's just an observation, but it's ironclad. When I'm walking my dog, the more human-like the clothes the dog is wearing, the meaner the dog's going to be. Like like if I see a dog walking towards me and my dog and it's wearing like a bomber jacket, it's like, oh, or like a tutu or something, it's like, oh, guaranteed that dog's going to go after my dog.
Yeah.
Like it's going to start barking like crazy. And then Prince can be like, oh, sorry, it doesn't like other dogs. And it's like, well, maybe because you treat it like a toddler and it doesn't think it's a dog.
It doesn't like its life.
Yeah.
It's jealous that Ginger's all free and easy.
Yeah. Like, I had trouble, like, getting a jacket for Ginger that was, like, wasn't, you know, trying to look like a trench coat or, like, something. It was just like, no, it's cold when it's outside. I just want, like, a dog jacket.
Put a blanket over her.
No, I mean, that's basically what this thing is. Mm. It's just like a blanket with Velcro so it, you know, stays on her. Like, that's what
like
you need for a dog.
Something more fashionable. Something fur. A mink coat.
No, I don't want
a badger skin coat.
I mean, maybe a badger skin coat. Because, yeah, maybe then she would feel like, I'll tell people I did this. I caught this badger. I don't think my dog would do too well up against a badger.
No, me neither.
Badgers are very vicious animals. A person standing still 300 yards away is almost invisible to a dog. I mean, 300 yards away.
Yeah, it's just too far away to see most things.
But listen to this. This is crazy. A dog can easily identify its owner standing a mile away if the owner is waving its arms.
Shut up. That's not true.
Look, it's science, Tim. This is from a medical journal.
All right.
Dogs have a wet nose to collect more of the tiny droplets of smelling chemicals in the air.
Yeah, they can smell things. Disease.
Different smells in a dog's urine can tell other dogs whether that dog leaving the message is a male or female, young or old, sick or healthy, happy or angry.
Ooh, happy or angry, huh?
Yeah. No, apparently,
that's
like,
why you're always smelling your dog's piss.
No, I can tell. But other dogs can tell. But which is interesting, like I read about that a while ago, that it's like, oh, like when a dog smells another dog's pee, it, you know, it's like a doctor's appointment and like a therapy appointment all in one. Like the dog knows everything he needs to know, which is interesting. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but my dog's like smelling dog's pee. Like those dogs are long gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what use is this information to her? Like is she just like a gossip? And she's like, oh, this dog's really pissed. Really, really having a bad day. It's angry and like, ooh, it's, yeah, it
I
really should
kind
be eating
of interesting.
Better. I guess. But like, I don't know if then she later saw that dog in the street, she would be like, ah, that's a dog whose piss I smelled earlier.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if they're able to like put two and two together that way.
I don't know, Tom.
Well, I'm just saying we should put more money into investigating these things. Male dogs will raise their legs while urinating.
Okay, Tom, we don't need this information.
No, we're deep in the episode. That's when all the pee facts come
out. Yeah, I know. This episode should be over. I've been trying to get you to wrap it up. You just keep reading more dog piss facts.
They aim higher on a tree or lamppost because they want to leave a message that they are tall and intimidating. So it's the equivalent of like a dog wearing lifts in its shoes when it's like, I'm going to try and pee up this tree really high. But then listen to this. Some wild dogs in Africa try to run up tree trunks while they're urinating to appear to be very large. It's like, well, at some point, like, other dogs are going to be like, all right, look, I know there aren't 8 feet dogs, 8 foot tall dogs. I know there are 6 foot three cows in New Zealand or whatever.
And also,
right now,
if they're doing the tricks themselves, they know all the tricks in the
freaking
book.
Yeah, you would
think
that next time they, you know, run into a dog's pee like 10 feet up in a tree, they'd be like, oh, I know that. I do this.
Yeah.
This is the same thing I always do.
It's like if everybody wore lifts, you wouldn't trust anybody.
And everybody would know.
If you like the show, you can find more information at tcgte.com. You can do the Facebook thing, facebook.com. Is it called friending still?
I think it's just like liking our page or something.
Yeah, facebook.com/complete guide. You should really just get off Facebook, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
delete your account.
But give us a follow first. I mean, I guess that doesn't do anything.
Who cares? Twitter, at Complete Guide.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on listings at Your Pal Tim.
You can check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/TCGTE. And if you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, where you can really stick it to Amazon by giving giving us a cut.
Yeah.
Really hurt their bottom line this holiday season. And you can also check out tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get weekly bonus mini episodes of things like Fast Food Friday and Justice League Minute, Riverdale Review, You Look Marvelous, and many more. And also, I forgot, there's a third way. If you go to tcgt.com/merch, MERCH, we've got our new merch up on there just in time for the holidays. We've got hats in different colors. We've got pins. We've got USB drives of the complete collection of Amazing Facts. And I bet you're thinking, yeah, but it probably doesn't have the only episode of Amazing Butts on it. It does.
It does. It's got it all.
Yeah, so tcgt.com/merch/store. Hey, we'll make both of those work. We'll make life easy for you. So check those out. Those should be live now.
Awesome. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny that we now record at your apartment.
Yes.
Because HeadGum kicked us out of the studio because of something that you did.
That's not true.
They're letting us stay on the network, but they're just like, you can't be around.
On probation.
Yeah. So Ginger is here, your dog.
Yeah.
And every week she's sniffing around, jumping up on things, getting tangled in the wires. The one week we're talking about dogs the whole time, she slept.
Yeah, she's been sleeping next to me, snoring, but I don't think the mic's picking it up this entire time. And usually, like, when we're taking breaks and stuff, I'm like, hey, you gotta relax. You gotta, like, stop, like, jumping in Tim's lap while we're recording, or just, like, she explores, like, areas of my apartment that normally she never has any interest in. Like, just be like, oh, let me see what happens if I, like, try and knock this over.
Yeah.
You know what? It might be that all that time she was trying to tell us to do an episode about dogs.
Yeah.
And now that we are
peacefully listening,
she's like,
to
my
it.
My work's done. Now I can rest.
Now I can mind meld with my owner and tell him I love him.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe she's like, finally, he's getting my mind meld. I'm telling you, it's the nicest dream. If I could have one dream again, it would be that dream. I woke up crying.
Tom, I'm being 100% serious. That sounds lovely.
It was. I recommend it. Look, hey, if you can get your dog to mind meld with you at night and take human form for even just a few seconds to give you a hug and tell you that they love you, well worth the trouble.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.